Search and rescue crews had another busy weekend after an overdue rider east of Bend prompted a search late Saturday night. The overdue ATV rider was found okay early Sunday morning, but the outing serves as a warning to others. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
It was a chilly lesson for 56-year-old Jan May of Albany, who had gone off solo without food or a cell phone. Family and friends searched first, then called in authorities. Crews ended up finding her about 1 a.m. Sunday. She was cold, but otherwise okay. Sergeant Joe DeLuca of Deschutes County says at least she was dressed well for the conditions.
Which was a great help, but, you know, when we're dealing with inexperienced riders and people that are don't have the knowledge base of that area and understanding how vast it is, and also the fact that there's really not too many people around, especially this time of year, to be able to give you a hand when things do go wrong.
He says you should never ride alone and should bring maps, a cell phone, and other tools like a GPS. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
One of Bend's favorite restaurants fell victim to a burglar over the weekend. Bend police responded to an audible alarm around 11:30 at Sargent's Cafe on North 3rd Street and saw damage to the front door. A suspect was seen fleeing from the area on foot. After a short foot pursuit, 33-year-old Daniel Silvas was arrested, and evidence linking him to the crime was found. Restaurant owner Jim Alward says he doesn't keep money in the building after hours, so the only loss is about $500 worth of damage to the door and glass countertop where the cash register sits. Those who have been traveling the state talking about out-of-work people say there is a myth about people receiving unemployment checks. Joyce DeMonin with AARP says they've been doing workshops for people 50 and older. During the past several years, they've talked to thousands of people in different cities across Oregon, and they are hungry for a job. That's why she's surprised by some of the testimony she heard in Salem during the debate over the extended jobless benefits.
And a couple of folks were saying, you know, we've been paying these people long enough. If they've been out of work, they're just getting used to this paycheck, you know, this little unemployment check. And the reality is, when you talk to people who are job hunting, they want to work. There is, it is just shocking to think that people don't want to work because, number one, the amount of money you get on unemployment is very small. And really just keeping you at the poverty level.
She says, number two, people in their 50s really need to work because they need to set aside a lot more money for retirement and medical costs. She was in Bend on Saturday hosting the popular workshop, Finding Work at 50 Plus. And Oregon is known as a leader in helping seniors in their homes, but proposed budget cuts may put some of that state funding in jeopardy. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Department of Human Services spokesman Gene Evans says the governor has presented his budget, but lawmakers have the final say.
The proposal is about a 16% reduction in those services, and these are things like assisting someone with their medication, or giving them assistance with bathing, or getting dressed, or eating, or mobility. So these are just kind of the day-to-day activities that with a little assistance, people can stay at home.
The legislature must approve the budget by the end of June. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And newly elected Oregon Congressman Jason Conger says his first few months in the legislature have been a real eye-opener. He says the amount of bills getting introduced to the House is almost staggering, while where they get assigned is a political process.
That whole process of the assignment, where it goes to what committee, there's a lot of forum shopping going on. If you want a bill to pass, you might put it in one committee. If you want it to die, you might put it in another. The co-chairs negotiate, I think, a lot between each other to decide who's going to get to put what bills forward. And so eventually, if it has a chance of passing, probably we'll get a public hearing and hopefully we'll get a vote in a committee. Once it's out of committee and it goes to the House floor, 99% of the time it passes.
And that is a look at the news. News Talk Radio, 1110 KVND. I'm Kim Birchfield.